you will find no tribe other than the state of gibberish. I saw the future beyond the wall, locked behind the brittle hands of wisdom, burning in the streets of false philosophers, wisdom's filter sifting through bad ideas like the wind whips the dust of the universe. And humanity, half clad in ignorance, sitting like ghosts in the shadows of a sunken city, staring at screens of gibberish. Oh, fantasy lands are just a feast, where false leaders tear each other apart, their tiny brains gnawing at the throne they stole, dragging the dead legacy of the once before. A spiral down, down into the depths of war, an endless echo of the same old darkness. They don't want you to rise, don't want you to see, as they claw at each other, fighting for what's left of the rotting flesh. A world where ideas crumble into dust, where hate builds monuments on the bones of the foolish. Mad little men, tired and lost, screaming into the void of contradictions. Child, don't join the parade of the twisted souls. You've got something better, something beyond their dying voices. The past is full of clarity, not the fables they tell, not the wars they fought, but the pure thinkers, the ones who carved paths in stone, rejecting the fabrications that stifled the mind. Before religions clouded the sky and gave rise to so many a false leader, philosophers sharpened their tongues like swords, and knights with valor fought for truth, for something more than the shallow cries of the mob. Honor and courage, sacred vows from those who saw the future in the stars, not in the muddy swamps of the present. And through the ages, the flames burned bright. The intellect was the torchbearer, a love for wisdom, not as a prize, but as a guiding star in the blackened sky. The builders of the future who stood at the threshold of the unknown, lifting humanity towards a vision of light. These stepping stones, carved by the hands of those who saw beyond the veil, cannot be tainted by the whispers of the fools, nor defined by the marks on a map. This is your world. This is the key, the crack in the wall, just waiting for you to unlock it. The journey starts with the earth beneath your feet, with the rivers that wash away the filth of the mind, and the books, the sacred text of those who lived true, who loved wisdom, life, and authenticity. Let the scientists tell you your name, but never forget that you are a creature of the stars. Let the philosophers show you the path, but let nature heal you from the burdens of modern times, the weight of poverty, of work, of the constant noise of fools who never know the quiet of true thought. For they will never meet, for they are both wrong. And it's on you to rise. Grow. Grow all the way up. Become the great being you were meant to be, and lift us out of the dark, into the light, into the wisdom that waits for us, where none are cast away, and all will walk on the path of truth. What follows is the explanation of the poem. There is a good future to be had, but it is locked behind a wall of wisdom. Wisdom is a filter of bad ideas. It is the great equalizer. Until humanity is ready to accept that opinion over fact is childish, the world will be stuck in a state of gibberish. Fantasy worlds are a feeding frenzy for parasitical false leaders who only need the half a brain that they have to rule the heap their predecessors left. It is a downward spiral that ends in collapse, war, and eventually more of the same anew. A world where no one wants anybody to rise so that they too can have a chance to sink their teeth is a void of self-destruction and contradictory ideas. Groups built not out of hope of advancement, but based on how many blind voters they can draw in. It is a world of quiet, sad little madmen who, in their immense stupidity, reinforce relationships with hate. Child, this is not your world. Leave the parade of fruitcakes to themselves. Human culture is clearly defined with hardships, honor, courage, and genius. It began with clear-thinking philosophers rejecting made-up fantasies and ages before modern religions took hold, progressing to the noble ideals of knights where great beings fought for a safe future and with honor and valor and clarity of thought. Onward to the ideal of the lady and the gentleman, where love, human dignity, mattered the most, the best and the most of that which is within us, in wisdom and valor and all of the ages past. Leading up to the intellectual, where love of wisdom is a given, not a defining characteristic. The great builders of the future and the protectors of the best humanity can hope for. These are hard-earned stepping stones that cannot be defined by cardinal directions, nor can ever be stained by opinions of uneducated fools. This is your culture, child. This is the key to the wall of wisdom, and all you need to begin your journey is camping, hiking, and all the narrated books you can find at the library, books written by lovers of wisdom and life and authenticity. Please let the science popularizers tell you who you are. Are you creature of the stars? Let the modern philosophers combine to help you build a view that is even clearer. Let nature heal you from oppression of poverty, stress of overwork, and the constant bickering of fools. Fools who will never find common ground for the simple reason that both are wrong. Rise. Grow all the way up until you become a great being and help humanity cross the threshold into a world of wisdom where none are cast away.